This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A former firearms industry executive and book author, Ryan Bussey, will run for governor of Montana as a Democrat. In his campaign announcement, Bussey took swipes at Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte's wealth. Gianforte sold his software company for $1.5 billion in 2011, as well as Gianforte's policies on taxes, abortion, public education, and public lands access. Bussey has developed a growing public profile in recent years, beginning with his book titled Gunfight, My Battle Against the Industry That Radicalized America. Ryan Bussey's two sons were part of the landmark climate trial, Held versus Montana, that took place in Helena earlier this year. Bussey has appeared recently at political events, like one in July, to call on Gianforte publicly to reverse his decision not to accept $10 million in federal funding for a child nutrition program. Gianforte, who was elected governor in 2020, has not yet declared his own bid for re-election. Tanner Smith, a freshman Republican state representative from Lakeside, announced his gubernatorial challenge to Gianforte in June. Several candidates for federal office in Montana have repeatedly been late to pay taxes over the last decade on business or residential property, accruing penalties and interest ranging from a few hundred dollars up to almost $1,500 in one case. That $1,500 in back taxes was owed by Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy, who owns Little Belt Cattle Company, which routinely has been delinquent on property tax payments since it was formed in 2020. Tim Sheehy's ranch failed to make timely property tax payments on its four parcels every year since Sheehy took over the place in 2020. Tim Sheehy's Little Belt Cattle Ranch made its most recent payments almost two full months after the statutory due date this year, and it's not the first incident of non-payment of taxes at Tim Sheehy's ranch either. In July, the Daily Beast reported that the 20,000-acre Little Belt Cattle Company had never reported livestock or paid associated livestock fees to the state. Tim Sheehy is a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate and also a major donor to Republican candidates and political action committees. Sheehy has sometimes listed his occupation as cowboy on campaign finance paperwork, in sharp contrast with his ownership of Bridger Aerospace, an aerial firefighting company, and owning luxury properties on Flathead Lake and in Big Sky. The incumbent U.S. Senator John Tester, who owns a residence and an agricultural operation at T-Bone Farms in Big Sandy, made late property tax payments in 2004, but has since paid on time. Congressional candidate Monica Trunnell, a two-time former Olympian and prominent Democratic energy attorney, is making a second consecutive congressional bid against Republican incumbent Ryan Zinke for Montana's western U.S. House District. Both candidates, or entities affiliated with them, have repeatedly been late to pay property taxes. Trunnell and her husband own two parcels of land in Missoula County, one undeveloped and the other with a residence. The couple has been late on at least one payment on its residential property every year since 2018, accruing $543 in penalties and interest. Ryan Zinke, whether under his or his wife's name, or under the name of two business entities he and his family control, has also repeatedly been late to pay property taxes, mostly on adjoining residential parcels in downtown Whitefish. He paid about $300 in penalties and interest on four properties since 2013. One of the Whitefish parcels registered to Zinke and his wife Lolita lists a mailing address in Santa Barbara, California, where Lolita Zinke declares a principal residence. That was a source of controversy for Zinke, who claims to be a Montana resident but has a California home. Zinke won his 2022 election bid against Trunnell. Candidates of both major political parties have been late on property taxes. All of the candidates who have made late property tax payments in the past are now current on those bills. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.